Krista Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians. Each Saturday at 5, we celebrate what's next in our community with profiles of young musicians and musical opportunities for young musicians. Today, we're on deck at the Portland Youth Philharmonic's free bass and percussion lessons. That's right, PYP offers free music lessons to young musicians wanting to learn how to play the string bass or percussion. Over the next 20 minutes or so, we'll visit with PYP staff and faculty, some of the students and their parents, and learn more about this phenomenal opportunity for young musicians in our community. I mentioned that these music lessons were free. What I didn't mention was that the instruction is provided by members of the Oregon Symphony, like this.
My name is Jason Schooler.
And how long have you been involved with the PYP bass lesson?
This is my fourth year.
So you've been with it from the beginning?
Yeah.
And what was it about this idea that made you want to get on board right there at the beginning?
Well, anything about the bass and promoting the bass, I'm on board with. So when they proposed this class, I was like, yeah, you know, definitely. Yeah, it's just a great idea, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
So you've taught kids who've never probably touched a bass.
Right, square one. That's pretty fun, actually. Just getting them started and getting them excited about it. It's fun to see the sparkle in their eye. They're like, oh, this is great. I love the bass.
Yeah. What are some of the common reactions? I mean, what is it about the bass that gets some of those kids excited?
Generally, it's just the low sound. You know, certain people are drawn to that. I guess it attracts a certain kind of person.
What kind of person would that be?
I tend to think it's like a very calm, low-key kind of person. That's what I am. That's how I am. So I guess everybody else is like me, right? No, that's been generally the case. Pretty low-key kind of folks gravitate toward the bass. Yeah.
Through these classes here with PYP, have you noticed that most of the kids who take a couple of bass classes stick with it, or have there been some that try it and it's just too big, it's just too much, it's just too hard, and they stop?
Yeah, it's hard to know the reasons why people don't continue, but yeah, we've had several who come once or twice, and that's it. But it seems like, by and large, most of them are kind of sticking with it. You know, it's free class, so why not?
Right, exactly.
That's Jason Schooler, bassist with the Oregon Symphony. The acting principal bassist with the OSO is Ted Botsford. He also teaches these free bass lessons for the Portland Youth Philharmonic.
Is there always room for more kids?
Yeah. I mean, it's multiplied over the years. Like, I think we have like 30 kids in the system. They don't all come every week, but we've had to split off into three groups because there are so many of them. So that's nice. But yeah, there's always room for more. Always room for more bass players in the world.
These bass and percussion lessons occur each Saturday afternoon at Jackson Middle School. While the kids are working with the Oregon Symphony faculty, a lot of parents wait and commune with each other in the hallway. Here is one of those parents.
My name is Jerry.
And how are you? Why are you here?
Well, my daughter took up the bass in Lake Oswego, their music program, their strings, elementary strings. And she took up the double bass. And we found out after that they had free bass lessons. So we naturally started coming down here, because it's hard to get this much private practice free.
So how have you perceived these free bass classes helping your daughter?
Oh, that's a really good question, and probably the answer is not what you might expect, because the music seems to be more of the secondary point about it. But they practice a lot on bowing, fingering, posturing, all of the things that it takes to make good music. And then they throw some music in on top of it so they can see what they're learning actually works. And it helps them read notes and make that hand-eye relationship to the music. And I think that's what she's gotten out of it more than anything.
Because I assume that at her school, she's placed in the orchestra there. She doesn't get individual attention there.
No, she does not get individual attention at school. And their focus there is just to make music. They don't focus so much on keeping the bow flat and the proper posture. They're there just to make music and to teach them how to. A lot of it, I think, winds up being memorized music rather than reading music, where here they tend to focus more on the reading aspect of it. And they change it up periodically so that they have to think about what the notes are and where they are on the fingerboard.
And has she noticed that she's improved? Is she excited about that improvement?
I think she's noticed that she's improved, but I don't think she realizes herself, being 12 years old, how much she's improved. I think she realizes, because when I listened to her at home, she was practicing this morning, and I was commenting on how well she stood and how well she worked. And that's all part of, because the double bass, you don't get to sit down very much. It's not like a violin or a viola. So the posture is very important.
It sounds like you're pleased that she picked this up, too.
Oh, I am. And, you know, it's a lot of work. My son's viola is a lot easier to carry around. But I'm glad she's found something she likes to play and enjoys doing it and wants to do it and continues to do it. And it doesn't take an awful lot of pushing from me to have her do it. So I'm real pleased, yeah. And the staff here is just excellent. Don is really great. Ted.
Don Herman's, Ted Botsford from the Oregon Symphony.
Yeah. Oh, they're just tremendous. And the other day they gave Hannah some tickets to go to one of their rehearsals, so we got to go down and listen to a rehearsal.
What a treat.
Oh, that was so neat. That was so neat. And then at the same time with YSE, she gets to get on that same stage and perform. So they get out and they get to play too.
Very nice.
It's a big reward for him.
Yeah.
That's Jerry, the father of this young bass player, Hannah.
I've been playing for about 4 years.
Yeah. What is it about that big, bulky instrument that made you say, I want to play that thing?
I don't know. I mean, I had the opportunity to try out all the string instruments in the orchestra, mm-hmm. and I like the cello too, except I thought the bass was more unique, so I chose bass because I'm quite a diverse person. So,
yeah?
Yeah.
Have you noticed that you're... playing has gotten a whole lot better?
Yeah, and this class has definitely helped too. Yeah, so I've definitely improved. Yeah.
What's your favorite part about these lessons?
I like the interactiveness with the small groups instead of having huge orchestra rehearsals where it's not so one-on-one.
And you're playing in one of the PYP ensembles?
Yes, I'm in YSE, which is Youth String Ensemble.
I'm Krista Wessel, and you're tuned to On Deck with Young Musicians. Today, we're listening into the Portland Youth Philharmonic's free bass and percussion lessons, which occur each Saturday at Jackson Middle School. Actually, a lot of PYP rehearsals occur on Saturdays at Jackson Middle School. PYP Camerata, the Portland Youth Philharmonic's chamber orchestra, rehearses there. And one of the bassists in that small, excellent ensemble learned to play through these free lessons.
So can you tell me your name?
Nicholas Arredondo.
And how long have you been playing the bass?
Let's see. I'm coming up on 3 years here.
And you're already in PYP Camerata?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's, to me, a little bit crazy. You've only been playing for 3 years, and already you've kind of skyrocketed. You started in these bass classes, mm-hmm. yeah? And so what was the drive to do that? Why the bass? Why did you pick it up? Tell me that story.
Well, I picked up bass because it was the biggest instrument I could find, and I thought it was cool. And then I went to my regional solo ensemble competition, and the adjudicator recommended that I come to the free bass classes here. And I'd been playing for a little bit. I hadn't used bow before, and the members of the Oregon Symphony really helped me figure out how to play with the bow. So
you had an interest in the bass already, mm-hmm. but you just needed some solid instruction.
Yeah, and these bass classes definitely provided that. And I've made connections with these members of the Oregon Symphony, and they're I love they're great.
Yeah, how valuable is that to be able to take not only lessons with members of the Oregon Symphony, but free lessons?
Yeah, it's insane. And the bass class has really blossomed. It's gotten a lot bigger since I think I might have been the first year. I'm not quite sure, but there weren't that many people when I was there, and then now it's a big program, and it's really great. So
for kids who are considering maybe starting these classes, what would you say to encourage them to do it?
Take the risk. I mean, it's free, so you don't have to worry about wasting your money. But I'm sure if you come, you won't regret it. It's great.
Yeah. What is it that you love about the bass so much? You mentioned it was big.
I mean, besides it being big, all the possibilities, I mean, it has like one of the largest ranges on any stringed instrument, and I don't know, I think it's a beautiful sounding instrument. It's my favorite.
And are you serious about pursuing music as part of as your education, or how is it in your life right now?
It is what I plan on doing. I've applied to some music schools, and I'm trying to get out there, and hopefully I can get a career in double bass.
That's fantastic. And would you have even imagined 3 years ago that you'd be saying that?
No. It was just kind of fun thing. Hey, I could do this, but yeah, now it's my life.
And how old are you now?
I'm 15.
He's been playing the bass for 3 years, and now it is his life. What a testament to the value of these free lessons. Here's the Portland Youth Philharmonic's conductor, David Hattner.
I was just talking with Nick, who, it sounds like 3 years ago, was just, you know, not even aware of what the bass would mean in his life. And now that's his trajectory.
It's one of our favorite stories and one of our most interesting musicians, because Nick, I'm sure he told you, he came without having used the bow about 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago. And before 1 year was over, he had moved all the way through the system. He was in our conservatory orchestra for a few months, and then he was in Portland Youth Philharmonic playing Mahler not too long after having really started training in a serious way. And now he's been to the Boston University Tanglewood Institute, and he's, you know, even looking at music conservatories before he even graduates from high school. So it's a great success story. I mean, you know, we didn't expect that serious a success story immediately, but it just goes to show that there are a lot of young people with talent. And if nobody puts an instrument or some other musical activity in front of that talent, eventually it just disappears because it's never exercised. It's like a muscle that atrophies. It's never used. So I'm hoping that we can do that as much as possible with these instruments, because those are our primary needs. And hopefully in the future, whatever other instruments that we have need for, we can do something for people and encourage parents and schools to start them on that instrument, because they know they can come and get some help here.
Is it the case that you started these as kind of like a training facility for potential future PYP kids, or is it, you know, I'm sure some kids decide not to pursue PYP.
Most of them, in fact, choose not to pursue PYP. I think in just about every year of bass class, we probably had 40 students at one time or another who have come to at least 1 week of bass class. So when you consider over 4 years, maybe 20 of them have spent at least some time. That's 20 out of maybe 100 have spent some time in PYP. So it's a service to all the school orchestras, because most of the school orchestras are taught by teachers who are either violinists or cellists, and bass is sort of different from all of those. It has, you know, the strings are tuned differently, and the bow grip is very different, and just, you know, they don't use the same fingers in the left hand, and all kinds of other things that I don't even know about. But we have an enthusiastic faculty, as you no doubt discovered, and they're really happy about it, and the teachers who have been sending us students are happy about it, and, you know, it's a great investment for us, because it makes our program better, and it encourages school instructors who normally would put just the biggest kids into the bass section to pick out a talented student and say, well, if I put a bass in this kid's hand, he or she can come and get some free instruction and get really helped. So we're seeing a real change in the types of students who show up. They're you know, they have bright lights.
That's a good way to put it. And I would never guess that you would need an early training program for percussion. To me, it seems like all young musicians want to be drummers, right? So why start the percussion program too?
Well, because drumming and percussion are not necessarily the same thing. Drumming is it's a fun activity, but percussion is a lot of different things. If you ever spend any time in the kitchen, you know, which they call the shop back there, they're not just necessarily striking a drum. They're also shaking things and rattling things and striking with various implements and turning things upside down. Any way you can bring sound out of an object can be considered percussion, and it's a craft and an art. And marching around on a football field is a lot of fun. You're playing all the time. You're a big part of the presentation. Playing the triangle in an orchestra is a whole other thing, because you may only have one or two notes per piece, but they have to be exactly in the right place, struck with the right implement, at the right dynamic, or else the whole piece is spoiled, because it's a solo. Every note's a solo. So we have to find the right type of young person who wants to be a part of that great piece of music, even though their part is very small. And a lot of typical percussionists or drummers would find that very unappealing to sit there and not play, even though the music is really great. So we have to find those and then get them into it. And if you've met various other faculty, you know, from the Oregon Symphony, they all sort of tell the same story, that that wasn't their thing until they actually heard a Mahler symphony and realized, wow, this, I just want to be a part of that, no matter what the part is. So that's why we started it, is we've just had trouble getting the more talented percussionists from the schools to come here, because it's a sacrifice in terms of the amount of playing they do relative to their band.
One of the kids in this percussion lesson is a young 8-year-old named Robert. I found his mom sitting outside the music room. Does he practice at home then?
No, heavens no. He will get his sticks out to show his dad something, but we haven't really asked him to practice too much at home.
This is just kind of fun Saturday afternoon.
Just to kind of get a feel for it, yeah. See if it's something he likes.
And he's been excited about these Saturday lessons so far?
Like, oh,
there's
something
to look forward to?
Oh, yeah. He was hopped in the car before I was ready today.
And what a treat to have lessons with members of the Oregon Symphony.
I just told my son it's like having Michael Phelps give them a swim lesson to have these guys do this. It's just great.
Free bass and percussion lessons offered through the Portland Youth Philharmonic every Saturday afternoon, taught by members of the Oregon Symphony. If you know a kid who wants a world-class introduction to either bass or percussion, you can find out more at the Portland Youth Philharmonic's website, portlandyouthphil.org. I'm Krista Wessel, and this has been On Deck. Each Saturday at 5, we celebrate what's next in our community with profiles of young musicians and musical opportunities for young musicians. All episodes of On Deck are archived at the All Classical Portland website for you to enjoy at your leisure. Just look under the Programs tab at allclassical.org. And you can contact me with feedback about this program by email. Krista, that's C-H-R-I-S-T-A, at allclassical.org. Thanks for joining me. I hope to see you on deck again next Saturday.
Everyone, watch me. Watch me let this stick down.